listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are at the beginning of another very energetic, that's a good way to put it, a very energetic week. We have on Tuesday, which is a very big energy, as Mars conjoins, which means like they come together and share space in Aries with Uranus. So imagine that fiery, self-directed, courageous, impetuous energy of Aries. And then if you put that together with Uranus, which is a very rebellious, kind of system-busting, change-making, upsetting, unexpected energy, and Mars, which is very warrior and courageous. So it's a very, if you need to in some way express yourself or project yourself, be who you really are in the world, then now is the time. It can be a very frustratable time as well. Like if you are in some way, if you're in some way suppressing yourself or not being who you really are, the energy on Tuesday in the evening when Mars and Uranus join, that's the exact moment. So we're feeling it up, you know, days before and days after, but that's the exact moment on the 12th. So make sure that you are always be grounded, because Uranus is a very electrical energy and Mars is a fiery energy. And those two, they can create explosions. They can create accidents. And especially if your energy isn't being channeled into positive directions and you're just feeling frustrated. So if you are having frustratable feelings, make sure you do some slow, deep breathing, which is amazingly effective for calming you down. And get your feet on the ground and your hands in the dirt, or in some other fashion, ground yourself. Even eating yummy stews and things that are earthy and grounding can be helpful. And having hot baths with Epsom salts, exercising. I recommend exercise. It is Aries, but like exercise that isn't there, that there's no element of surprise. Like even then, even when you're not expecting an element of surprise, stuff happens. Like yesterday, we were in the woods and the snow was coming down and it seemed like such a perfect day for a hike. And although I had in the back of my head, but there's this energy and it's unpredictable and you don't know. And, you know, I really just want to hole up and not leave the house. But, you know, I push myself. I get myself out there. I don't let myself hole up. But then I slipped. I actually had this big slip and like twisted my knee and like hurt my hip. And I mean, nothing that I'm not going to get over. And I feel already better today. But it was like shocking. I hate falling and slipping. So shocking. So that's the sort of thing. And I was, you know, in a way, I was trying to put myself out there, but I don't want to be out in the wind in the cold. That's just not really, I like to kind of lie in the nice still sun. So I was, you know, putting myself out there for the dogs and for my hubby, who likes adventures that are difficult, unlike myself, who likes adventures that are philosophical and very peaceful and simple. But we were out there and I slipped, and that's the sort of thing, you know, that's a mild version of the sort of thing that can happen. There was a similar aspect between Mars and Uranus in my husband's chart, and he played hockey one day and got his tooth knocked out. And that's a big deal. Having your tooth knocked out is a seriously big deal. So that's the kind of, you know, be careful. The more grounded you are, the less frustratable you are, the better it is. Now, it is also good for very much initiating yourself in the world. So get out there. If you have to do something that requires you to be 100% you, now is the time to do it. I think you'll feel a lot braver than usual, a lot more self-certain, and a lot, you know, not really care what other people think as much. So that's really lovely energy. We also have a trine on the same day on Tuesday between the moon in lovely Taurus and Capricorn, the Capricorn Saturn. So we have an ability, even though there's this impetuous energy, we can really plan well right now and we can see what to do and we can see where we need to go, because Saturn is a lovely planner. It's an amazing this is where we need to go, and this is the trail that we're going to take to get up there, and this is how we're, there's just this lovely, grounded, very fatherly, handles the world well energy with Saturn, which we can use right now. So on the conjunction happens right at the end of the day on Tuesday, but we're definitely going to still feel it. And there is like an energy between, on the 13th, there's a sextile between the moon and Chiron, and it gives us an opportunity to feel our feelings and to know that we're healing. Like we can, the sextile makes us understand that, yeah, we've been hurt or we've been burdened or we've been burned at the stake. It depends on what we're dealing with here. There's all kinds of stuff that that can come up with this. But if we can make sure that we're open to healing and growing, Chiron will come in and kind of clear the decks for us. And even though it is definitely a wounded healer energy, where we're wounded, we're very able to help others heal. So it's very fortunate. Fortunate in healing also. Well, I mean, healing is a very fortunate thing, isn't it? So then coming up, we do have Mars on the 14th on lovely Valentine's Day. Mars moving into Taurus. So I think this is good. I think Mars, it'll be like, rah, we're all like jacked up as it has been going through Aries, and you've probably been getting a lot done, I imagine. And then it's going to go into Taurus, and it'll help you like dig in and stabilize and continue what you may have just initiated with the Mars in going through Aries. So the stabilization is going to feel good, especially to more, you know, if you're a very Aries sign, the grounded energy is nice. It helps you make real what's going on in your psyche and in the cosmos. So that happens on Thursday, Mars entering Taurus. And that's Valentine's Day too. So do get out there and like, you know, do something romantic or even just do something romantic for yourself. Maybe have a hot bath. That's like my go-to. It's like, have a hot bath. And I even have like a jacuzzi tub too. So that's just heavenly. But I'm a bath person. I have a Cancer rising. So whatever you can do to take care of you, do that. Because taking care of you and having a loving relationship with yourself is how all other relationships will follow. So you be the example to you. And Valentine's Day is a good one to do it. If you have a chance to get out there in the world and, you know, share your love and come from the heart, it's always nice to do on Valentine's Day because there's sort of a vibe in the air. So coming up on the weekend, we do have a wonderful, there's so many actually, there's a lot going on. We have Venus sextiling. I think this is very romantic and very idealistic. Venus is sextiling Neptune. And Venus is in Capricorn, very practical, very pragmatic, and also very able to recognize quality. Recognize the right, you know, this idea has staying power. This idea is practical. And then it's sextiling with Neptune in Pisces. So it's bringing down the ethereal world into the real world. And there's a real big opportunity to create dreams in reality. So if you have big vision and idealistic, you know, views of reality, now's your chance to really manifest them. Our ability is quite strong with Venus and Neptune, and very like magical, mystical, romantic, ideal, poetic, artistic, just so many like really connected from the heart, humanitarian, harmony seeking, beauty seeking. It's very lovely and shimmery and soothing, peaceful energy that comes with that. And that is actually happening on, when is it exact? I guess it's exact just after midnight on the 17th. So the weekend, we're going to definitely feel it during the weekend. And then also we have a sextile between the Sun and Uranus, which again gives us, like there's lots of harmony, harmonious connections, harmonious progression, harmonious forward movement. It's all very lovely. There is like the fiery edge to everything, which is, you know, you've got to kind of be aware of that and make sure that you stay grounded. And then we're coming up to a full moon in Virgo next week. So that's a lovely, like, Virgo is just so good at the details, which is lovely. We can be good at seeing what we need for our diet. We can see how our routines need to be so that we can be as close to achieving perfection as we can possibly get, which we can never get because there's never such a thing as perfect. Although Virgo is in hot pursuit of that. So, but don't worry about it because we're not going to achieve it. We're just going to maybe get closer, which is a nice thing too. So with the moon going into Virgo, the full moon, we'll be able to let go of bad habits and things like that. And we've also just gone into the year of the pig. And the pig is like a fat, happy, jolly, generous, like very lucky, abundant, financially comfortable little creature. So we've all got this, I think, a little break with the year of the pig. We can all, one thing we do have to watch out for is just, is like falling for things or being too generous in directions that don't deserve our generosity. So make sure that your boundaries are clear and that you know, I just, the boundary, the clear boundaries is very important, that you know you're coming from your heart, that you're influencing yourself and that you're protected in your nice little bubble of light and you know what you want. And if you know what you want and you know who you are, then you don't have to worry so much about your boundaries being invaded. But either way, it's always good to make sure that you're extra careful with grounding and using light to clear your energy and cutting cords and calling all the parts of yourself back that you may have sent off, depending on the work you do. If you work with people like healing or counseling, any of that stuff can actually drain energy if you're not careful after you're done. So this year of the pig, your dreams can come true. You can lay a lovely foundation. It's just a really, it should be a good year, depending on all of our, you know, depending on what you are, that has something to do with it too. But for most of us, I think it's going to be quite a peaceful year. So, sorry about all the background noise this time. I think there's like a snowstorm where I am, which is really unusual. So nobody knows how to drive. It's really unexpected. And then I can hear my dogs having a kind of wrestle in the background. And then there's someone doing like wheelies just down the street. So there's a lot going on, a lot of unexpected stuff. And I don't really want to have to re-record this whole thing because of it. So we'll just kind of roll with it, fingers crossed. The dog kind of rustling isn't too much of a hassle in the background. So we do have the moon coming up. We do the full moon coming up. But before that, our dreams and our intentions are all kind of getting closer to seeing reality. So do make sure that you take advantage of this energy, take advantage of the opportunities that are probably coming up for you, take advantage of the fiery Uranus-Mars energy. We've also got, where do we have here? The sun is entering Pisces. Which day is that? I guess that's not until the Sunday. So yeah, on the 18th, the sun will be entering Pisces and Chiron will be entering Aries coming up. So we will talk more about that because it does, those are very specific things that definitely deserve their own bit of conversation. So that really kind of wraps up this week. I hope that you managed to stay grounded and use the energy to your advantage and make sure you eat healthy. The grounded thing is so important. Always stay grounded because we're, you know, planted on this planet Earth and we need to be clear, grounded conduits for our purpose being fulfilled. So the closer we get to that, then the more in harmony we feel and the more energy we have and the better people we attract and the better situations. So keep that in mind as you're going forward this week and just be true to yourself. And then you can be true to everyone around you as well. So that is it. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.